Witam from BA. This is a Rorschach Poland update from the 9th of April 2024. A quick summary of what's going down in Poland. Let's start off with the local elections. On Sunday the 7th, citizens voted for mayors and council members across the country. It was a close election as the Conservative Law and Justice Party, or PIS, won with 33% of all votes, while the ruling Civic Platform received 32%. The Third Way Alliance, consisting of the Polish People's Party and Poland 2050, took third place with 13%. The far-right opposition Confederation Party got only 7%, while the left party received 6%. The election showed that the PIS succeeded in the countryside, especially in the east-south part of the country, while liberal coalition parties took the lead in the western cities that are ideologically and physically closer to the EU. Rafał Trzaskowski, the current mayor of Warsaw and candidate of the Civic Platform, gained 59% of all votes and secured another term as mayor. In other big cities like Kraków, there will be runoffs on the 21st of April, as no candidate exceeded the 50% threshold. According to the election results, although Law and Justice ended up first in the race, they didn't get all local governments since the ruling coalition parties received some of the votes. On the issue, Szymon Hołownia, the Speaker of the Parliament and a partner of the ruling alliance, said that the election result was a warning sign. The coalition parties have to stay together in order to win the next elections. He said there are some serious disputes within the ruling coalition, especially between the Third Way and the Left Party regarding abortion. He said the alliance should resolve its problems before the 2025 presidential elections. This week, an Israeli airstrike killed international members of the World Central Kitchen, an NGO working in Gaza for humanitarian needs. Polish, British, Australian, Palestinian, and US citizens died in the attack. On Friday the 5th, the Polish Foreign Ministry summoned the Israeli ambassador to seek explanations for the death of the Polish citizen. Poland demanded that Israel pay monetary compensation to the victim's family and include the Polish side in the investigation to find the soldiers responsible for the air attack. Yaakov Livne, the Israeli ambassador, apologized for the airstrike. However, President Andrzej Duda said that Livne was not sincere and that he was harming Polish-Israeli relations. Some politicians from the far-right Confederation Party demanded that the government expel Yaakov Livne from the country, but the executive refused. A Hong Kong-based company has been operating the strategically important Gdynia port, located in the Baltic Sea. The port is key because the Polish Army and NATO use it for wider access to international waters and the transportation of military equipment. However, this month, the port refused to allow the US to unload its military equipment due to logistics issues in the controlled zone. On Thursday the 4th, Polish security experts and EU officials asked the government to declare the port as critical infrastructure because China controls the Hong Kong-based company. This way, the Polish state will have more power in the port and will be able to interfere if there's a national security problem. Security experts also asked the government to reduce China's influence on the country as it is a Russian ally. Up next, on Wednesday the 3rd, the Parliament approved a law to protect whistleblowers. From now on, they will have more security when they inform the state about their companies breaching the law. The new legislation will protect them against retaliation from the company. For example, the company will not be able to demand compensation because the whistleblowers damaged their reputation when reporting them. The government decided to implement this law since every European country should always meet European Union requirements in order to be a member. Poland has been paying a $15,000 daily fine to the EU for not adopting this law since 2021. On that note about the European Union, on Monday the 8th, the Polish Finance Ministry announced that the EU might start an excessive deficit procedure against Poland because the country's budget deficit has increased since 2023. According to the procedure, the EU will first evaluate the situation and then possibly fine Poland for breaching EU requirements. The EU allows its members to have a budget deficit of up to 3% of their GDPs to control the bloc's inflation. However, Poland said its deficit reached over 5% because they spent money to help Ukraine and Ukrainian refugees and to modernize the army against Russian threats. Poland will try to convince the EU not to impose fines on the country during the procedure. On Thursday the 4th, the Education Ministry announced that the Polish and Ukrainian governments had agreed to introduce compulsory education for Ukrainian children of all ages in Poland. Starting in September this year, around 50,000 to 60,000 Ukrainian children will go to school. Speaking of Ukraine, do you recall that French President Emmanuel Macron urged NATO countries to send troops to the country at war? Well, that has sparked a debate in Poland on whether the country should send troops or not. Last month, Radoslaw Sikorski, the Polish foreign minister, supported Macron's intention in one of his statements. However, on Thursday the 4th, Donald Tusk, the prime minister, ruled out the possibility of sending Polish soldiers to Ukraine. He said that his government does not have any intention to engage in direct conflict with Russia in Ukraine. Let's go back to the elections for a minute. Last year, on the 15th of October, the current Liberal coalition won the parliamentary elections and replaced the Law and Justice government. On Thursday the 4th, Agnieszka Buczynska, the Minister of Civil Society, said she wants to make this day a new holiday to celebrate the ruling coalition's victory. However, this was called into question as part of society and the opposition Law and Justice Party widely criticized her intentions. They think that national holidays should be special for every single Polish person, not just one part of society. Moreover, people asked the government to avoid any action that may divide the nation. The election results had some severe effects on society. On Tuesday the 9th, a 44-year-old woman in Bartoszyce injured her husband with a bone from the soup she was cooking as they were arguing about election results in their city. The police detained the woman and now authorities say she will face up to 7 years in prison. On cultural updates, starting from the 29th of June until the 21st of July, two Polish directors will show their plays at the 78th annual Festival d'Avignon in France. The Festival d'Avignon is a leading event in the theatre world. Krzysztof Warlikowski and Marta Gornicka will have 9 different stages during the festival. Warlikowski's leading show will be Elizabeth Costello, a story based on the works of Nobel Prize-winning author John Maxwell Coetzee. Gornicka will present a choir show titled Mothers, a Song for Wartime, depicting Ukrainians' war experiences. The choir will include Ukrainian and Polish women from ages 9 to 71. We want to invite you to take a look at one of Rorschach's other projects. The Daily Knowledge is a daily pocket newspaper that comes out Monday through Friday. It is in our Hours In format, a little booklet that you have to print in order to read. In the Daily Knowledge Hours In, you will find a collection of interesting newsletters and selected articles that take about an hour to read. Visit rorschach.com/hoursin/thedailyknowledge to find the latest editions. The link will also be in the show notes. Do zobaczenia!